Hey, what's up, guys? I really don't know how I'm gonna start this. I don't know. don't know. This is I've been kind of pondering this for the longest time of why I'm gonna be starting up another podcast, which, like I said, I'm not gonna mention the other few podcasts that I have because those are more like entertaining. But I don't know. I guess I kind of wanted to do podcast where I really talk about, like, my true feelings, where, I'm not expecting this. I mean, same thing with my other podcasts. Like, I'm not trying to get them to be super known or anything like that. Like, I do them mainly for therapeutic reasons, but I guess, I don't know. It's starting to turn more like, I don't know, more business-esque, So, I don't know. I don't want to have to depend on somebody else to come in and fucking, have to set schedules for other people to see when they're going to be able to come in to be like the co-host or like to come in and talk and shit. Like, this is just something that I kind of want to just do. I mean, I don't know, mainly for myself or mainly maybe for possibly for, for somebody else that might possibly feel the same way. I don't know. For all I know, maybe whoever's listening right now probably might not feel the same way. And if you don't, then maybe if you do happen to feel that way later in the future, then I don't know. Maybe this might help you out. I don't know. Or I don't know. Just or talk to somebody. I don't know. Probably not a therapist though, because therapists fucking charge you a shitload of money just to be able to tell you the shit that you already fucking know. I don't know. Where do I begin? I mean, this is my very first podcast. I don't want to say episode because episode sounds so fucking phony. This is just a recording. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, when I was trying to figure out what I was going to call this particular podcast, as far as like, it's more like a, just, I don't know whether if it's confessions or something. I have no idea. But like I said, this is just kind of something that I kind of want to like either do for myself or I don't know if it coincidentally happens to help other people. Great, whatever. But I don't know. This is just mainly for myself. I'm just gonna admit it. And that's another thing too, is that I just want to be able to do this, to be able to just be 100% honest and true, not throw in some fucking facade, try to get, try to pretend and be an actor and be an entertainer. Like, this is maybe something that I can actually do, maybe on a daily basis, where I can just be myself. Not that the other podcasts that I do that I'm being myself, which I don't know, one of them, it's more of a character piece. I think for my co-host on this other particular podcast, I think it's truly how he feels, but he's probably just gonna say that that's not how he feels. But I don't know, for me though, I just, that's more of a character, that I'm playing as. It's not fucking real. The other one where I talk mainly about certain type of entertainment, that's more me. It's more of who I am. But at the same time, like, I don't know, I like to, try to get things going and try to, I don't know, I still have to edit a lot of things and edit things out, and I like editing as far as adding sound clips and things like that, but I don't like to have to go through this whole fucking editing process bullshit. And if I use these other few podcasts that I do to, let out my frustration or, any kind of concerns or anything that's like bugging me on my mind, to just be able to like let it out, then, some people, mainly my significant other, might probably hear it and go, "Oh, that's how you feel, huh?" Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's how I feel, but not all the time. It's just, at that particular moment, because, you go through, every one of us goes through like these different phases. Like, sometimes we get depressed about certain things. Sometimes we're, sad. Sometimes we're angry. Sometimes we're frustrated that, things that you, dreamed of doing when you were younger just didn't come into play. I don't know. When I started thinking about what title to do, because you have to have a title for a fucking podcast. Like, I didn't know. I typed in several things, and I'm like, ugh. I was going to type in, like, Full Rizzle, but then, like, I think there's, like, other podcasts that go for Rizzle, mainly, like, hip-hop podcasts and stuff, but I figured, you know what, since my name is Rick, I'll do a play on that, and it'll be called Frickles, which will be a play on, like, not only for being for real, meaning being honest, but it's a play on my name, too, so Frickle, my nickel. So I guess that's what I'm going to call it. So, yeah, I don't know what, basically just this podcast is just mainly just about me letting out my frustration. I already kind of did that, I don't know, 5-6 minutes ago, however long it fucking was. So, basically today how I feel. I mean, I'm kind of going in and out of sickness right now. Not deathly ill, obviously. I'm not on a fucking bed, you know, I'm not going through, you know, I'm not a cancer patient or going through, you know, and I'm not in the hospital bed or anything like that, although I feel bad for anybody that is going through that right now. But I have been kind of feeling like I've been going in and out of sick, you know, being sick, because I have, like, the flu. And I have diarrhea. Sorry, I know that's a little bit too much information, but I'm just being honest. It's the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to fucking, you know, try to be Mr. fucking PC fucking, you know, censor bullshit. I'm just being 100% honest. This is, you know, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I'm not going to fucking make up any kind of bullshit. This is, I guess you could say, kind of like, this could be like a confession, so I don't know whether if I should say, forgive me, father or mother, or, you know, brother or sister, for what I've done, you know, for I have sinned. Forgive me for I have sinned. I haven't really sinned or anything, I guess. I don't know why I'm even saying sinned. I'm not religious. Or at least I used to be. I used to be religious when I was younger. Was, you know, believed in Catholicism, believed in Christianity. And then, of course, as I got older, I started noticing a few things that, you know, hey, you know what, maybe a lot of these teachings that I've been, maybe a lot of things that I've read and where, you know, I'm programmed to judge people, whether if they are of different culture, different religion, or, you know, different lifestyle, whether if they're, you know, straight or homosexual. I just thought, you know, that there's a lot of contradictions there, you know, and so I wouldn't say, I don't know, when I tell people, you know, what I am, like, some people just automatically go to, oh, you're an atheist, you don't believe in God, you think God doesn't exist. I guess the closest thing, if we're going to categorize bullshit, would be, I guess I would be agnostic, because there might be something out there that might have created us, I don't know, or for all I know, we could have just, you know, like on that one show, like we were just some giant creature's excrements on, and then we landed on some fucking planet or some shit. I don't fucking know. I have no idea. I mean, everybody's so busy on trying to figure out where we came from, which is a noble goal, but, you know, people have been doing that ever since the beginning of time. People have been trying to figure out where we came from. Now, some people say that, you know, a giant man in the sky made us in his image or her image. There's people that say we, you know, are an evolved version of monkeys. There's people that say that we've evolved from like a sentient slug-like creature and evolved from like different types of animals, where like it was some sort of a dog creature. Some sort of a monkey type creature, and then we became humans to what we are now. I don't know. I think people are just so focused on, you know, looking at the past that they should just be able to just look towards the future, which I don't know. I guess that's what I should be doing now, but I don't know, with the combination of me being feeling sick, having diarrhea, feeling a little bit sad, depressed, the combination of those, you know, I don't know. But then sometimes it's good to look back at the past, but, you know, I'm not looking that far back in the past. I'm not trying to figure out, you know, how the fuck we've been created. You know, I'm not trying to look past that. But what I am thinking about is, you know, and I'm sorry if I'm being selfish, but I don't know, maybe you should start being selfish too. You know, just things in my life that I've always wanted to do. Ever since I was a child, I've always wanted to be an actor. I've watched so many movies. I've just always wanted to be an entertainer. Whether if it was music, acting, voice acting, whatever the case is, I wanted to be in any one of those types of things. I don't know, for whatever reason, it never seemed to have come true. Now, I don't know if it's because I feel like I'm too old now to pursue those dreams, or, you know, because since I'm married now, I don't know if, I don't know, maybe I might be limiting myself. Because, I mean, I don't know, everybody tells me that I should be an actor, I should, you know, be a voice actor, I should do these things and those things here and there, and, you know, I mean, I do think about it, but then at the same time, I'm just kind of like, I don't know if I'm that good enough. You know, I think I tend to, and there's, you know, especially my wife too. I mean, I love my wife with all my heart. I love her to death, but I don't know. There was one time where I think when we had one of our arguments, she told me that maybe I should go see a therapist. Not because like she felt like I needed to see one, but she said because, you know, she's going to go see one too. But I don't know. In my honest opinion, I don't believe in therapists. And I'm not trying to say that I think, you know, that I'm better than therapists. You know, I'm not saying that this is just me personally. Like, if you want to go, if you feel like you should go see a therapist, fine. You know, that if that works for you, great. I'm not knocking down therapists at all, but I don't know, from my understanding of why people go see therapists, most people go see therapists because they want to figure out what's wrong with them. You know, they always feel a certain way and they don't know why. You know, they don't know why they feel sad all the time, or they, you know, they feel a certain way all the time. But for me, I don't need to go see a therapist because I know why I feel certain ways all the time. Well, not all the time, but like there's a few days. It's usually a rare occasion, like, you know, maybe like once every five, six months or something like that. Like there'll be a time where like I'll just be so fucking depressed. Like I'll just be so sad because, you know, I sit down and I think, you know, while I have my stupid fucking shows running on either like YouTube or Fire Stick, you know, on my Fire Stick, like whether it's like Hulu or Netflix or whatever sort of streaming service there is, like I start thinking back, you know, like, well, what am I doing now? Like I'm working in a retail store, although I'm mainly a forklift driver, which the company I work for, they don't pay us that great, but you know, it's enough for me to be able to get by and to be able to pay my bills. But you know, and then plus, you know, I'm trying to look for like a second job, but which I have been, but you know, with I went out and I started submitting, you know, my resume, which it's a pretty good resume. Like it's detailed. I have many different. I've had many different types of jobs over the years because, you know, the kind of person that I am, I don't like to do the same things all the time. That's why I always tend to like take, you know, get like two part-time jobs because for a while, when I was taking over for my coworker, while he had to like, I don't know, go somewhere for a long time and nobody was able to fill his position except for me, you know, I did his job for like maybe about a few months and I fucking hated it. Like, it was the same fucking routine every day. I'd come in, I'd take out, you know, whatever merchandise I had to take out with a forklift, whether if it was, like, one of those propane forklifts or if it was one of those, like, stand-up, like, battery-operated ones. And for a while, the time would pass by fairly quickly. But then after a while, it would just be so repetitive all the fucking time. And So then that's when I said, okay, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I want to go back to just being part-time. And then I ended up, like, doing other jobs that were part-time. Because, I don't know, I like to change things up. That's just the way how I'm, you know, programmed. And then I also, you know, used to do a lot of things on the side. Like, I would go out and I would, you know, try to get acting gigs. But then I realized, you know what, I kind of gave up on that, you know, dream of being an actor because I don't look a certain way. I know when I go to audition for various different parts, because I have like a lot of friends that are actors, because in college I took a lot of acting courses, I took music courses, I took improv, drama, you know, you name it. Like basically I took a lot of classes in college that I was striving and working hard to work towards, because I wanted to be, these were my three goals. I wanted, like I said, I wanted to be an actor. If I couldn't be an actor, I'd be a voice actor. If I couldn't be a voice actor, then I could be a musician. Because I was pretty good at writing. Because I took a lot of writing classes, too. Like, I learned how to write songs. And, you know, it was really great. You know? And I've had some pretty good gigs from... Not mainly the acting part. I did get to be a part of an improv group for... very briefly, but it just didn't feel like it was going anywhere. So then, but I still kept in contact with a lot of my actor friends. And then, you know, I would find out that, you know, they're getting pretty good gigs and it's good for them. But to be perfectly honest, like I knew right away because, you know, they're way better looking people than I am. I'm not saying that I'm an ugly person. I don't believe that. I just, you know, they always say that it's not good to compare yourself to other people, but you can't help it. You know, it's like, cause I know for a fact what I look like. I see myself in the fucking mirror every day. A lot of my actor friends, you know, whether if they're guys or girls, like they're very attractive looking people. I do not stick out in that sense. Like, yes, maybe in the same sense, like maybe I might look more attractive compared to some other people, but with these types, there's like different caliber, I guess. I don't know. I'm not trying to make some sort of a rule fucking ranking system or anything, but I'm just saying, like, trust me, if you guys would see my actor friends, like, they are very attractive people, and I can admit that. And I'm a heterosexual, so there you go. So that's when I figured, okay, you know what, that's going to be out. I'm done with trying to be an actor. So now there comes the voice actor thing, trying to be a voice actor and also trying to be a musician. So I ended up, so on top of having like part-time jobs, I decided, okay, you know what, I'm going to try to be a voice actor and try to, be a musician, you know, write some music. I decided to kind of dabble in both, try to do both at the same time. Basically what had happened was I got a few voice acting gigs. Now, to be perfectly frank, I had no idea where to start as far as being a voice actor. Cause you know, there's no voice acting school or a class when you go to college. Like they don't have like, you know, a voice acting class that you could pick whether if you go to like, you know, UCLA or Cal State Long Beach or whatever the case is. So then I decided to, that's when I decided to go with, you know, I decided to try and dabble a little bit, research online. Based on what I saw, there was a website that I went through. It was called like, I don't quite remember it, but I think it was called voice123.com, which basically they would help you get voice acting gigs in a sense. So it was kind of like Indeed, I guess, or like one of those LinkedIn sort of jobs, but it had to do more with, voice acting gigs specifically. But then while I was doing that, I'm like, okay, well, I need something else where I can make money too. And that's when I decided to, go out and start, you know, auditioning for different bands that needed to find a singer. Cause that was one of the things that I don't think I'm a very super talented singer. It's just other people would come up to me and let me know, because like sometimes I, like, cause what I used to do was I taught myself ever since I was a little kid. And then I would like kind of practice that at home. I would make sure, and then I would learn, and then I took piano too, because piano is a great way to be able to know, you know, as far as like how your pitch range is, to be able to know, you know, different notes, like what keys to go in, whether if it's major, minor, whatever the case is. So I taught myself how to sing. And I did all different kinds of styles, like you name it. Like I did, I was part of different, you know, I performed with many different types of groups, whether if it was like blues, classic rock, R&B. I was even doing like some hip hop for a while. And then I did like, you know, heavy metal, death metal, thrash metal. I did all kinds of stuff, like different types of genres. And then of course, one of the great things too was I got to be a part of this one guitar player. Let's just say he used to be a part of a band back in the 80s, which they were called Megadeth. Now I'm not gonna say which guitar player it is, but let's just say that it was this guy's project, and that was the name of the fucking band. So I went in, I found out about it, and I guess apparently like he was playing guitar with my dad at a club one day, and then I guess that's when they found out, that's when my dad found out that he was looking for a singer. And because I had performed many shows with my father, you know, and also many other people too, that's when he was telling me, you know what, maybe you should go try out for this guy. So then I go, and I did. I tried out, and they fucking loved my vocals, that they hired me right away. So I was like, okay. So then I go to the studio, which I don't remember what city it was located in, but it was like definitely in like the LA area. It was at a recording studio, and he was releasing his album. It was the album, like I said, I want to be 100% honest about everything, but like at the same time, like I don't want to name any specifics because, you know, like I said, I want to be able to, you know, say things and not have people come back and bite me in the ass because, you know, I recently deleted my Facebook because everybody was fucking annoying me with stupid Facebook bullshit, which one of them, you know, my wife and I got into a big argument about because had to do with Valentine's Day. Like, my wife wanted me to write a stupid fucking Valentine's Day thing, even though I bought her like some nice flowers and I told her, oh, how much I love you. And, you know, I told her how much I loved her and, you know, told her in person. But no, she'd rather have a fucking Facebook Valentine's thing. So I sent her one and I put, you know, I said happy Valentine's Day, you know, but then like I put like a little humor joke in there because everybody knows that I'm like a very, you know, I joke around a lot, but they knew that like I wasn't like being an ass about it, except I don't know, but I could tell that she didn't like it, so I changed it. So then, yeah, anyway, so I deleted my Facebook. Sorry if I keep rambling or kind of going off track, but anyway, it's just because I'm very passionate about what I talk about. So then I go to the recording studio and I start, you know, the album, let's just call it, wow, what is it? What's another word I could think of? Oh yeah. Look into my watch or something. Like, look at your eyes are getting sleepy album. let's go with that. I think they were done as far as like the instrumental. They had gotten done recording, I think, about like, I don't know, 5 songs or something like that. So that's when they wanted me to start writing down lyrics and then record the vocals as well. So, and believe it or not, I was so hyped about being on this, you know, former Megadeth guitar player's band that he was starting up that, like, I said, okay, you know what? I'm definitely going to fucking write him right now. And I listened to the music over and over again, wrote all the lyrics, wrote the catch, the chorus lines, and, you know, I finished all five songs within, like, maybe a couple hours, I think. I don't remember. This was like maybe, fuck, maybe like 10, 12 years ago, I think. Maybe 15. I don't know. I don't remember, but it was quite a long time ago. And then so right after I was done, I already figured out in my head while I was writing everything down, like, how the vocal parts were going to go and also the harmonies. So then that's when I go in and I start recording everything, and then we get it done. Same process goes out for, like, another, I don't know, 7 songs. Because I think this album had maybe 12, 13 songs or something like that. And then, so, the whole process, like I just mentioned, I basically did that over and over again. So then there comes a time where we want to promote the album. But problem is that the sound quality is not great. Let's just put it this way. If I was able to come out with a better quality album with a later band that I had started myself for quite a long time. But that's another story for another time. This is when I had left this particular Megadeth-ish band that I was going to be a part of. So I guess apparently the recording engineer and this Megadeth guitar player, I don't know. I wasn't really in the middle of all this. I was just kind of just the guy that just to come in and sing and fucking perform whenever we had a gig or a live show. So we would go out and start doing live shows. And I guess apparently the recording engineer that did that, you know, album and the Megadeth guitar player, they had some kind of a falling out. The other rhythm guitar player, I guess he was probably the oldest in the group. But he had a lot of money. He was an okay guitar player. Like, he was pretty good. Like, he wasn't super great, but then again, like, he was just the rhythm guitar player. And I guess, the Megadeth guitar player kept him on because he had a lot of money. So he spent a lot of money on this album, I guess. So, and then though, and I remember I had to, like, be at this one point where we had to go to Tower Records and we had to basically get the album in Tower Records. And then, of course, unfortunately, that's when we finally got it in Tower Records, I think about maybe, I don't know, like a month later, that's when they announced that Tower Records was closing down permanently. Like, every single Tower Records was, you know, tearing down the building or something like that. I don't know. They went out of business. So that was all for nothing. And of course, that's when we decided. So we went out and started trying to promote the album. And that's when we basically kind of did a reboot of that Look Into My Fucking Watch Whatever album. But it was fine. I didn't mind doing a reboot of that. So, like, we kept some of the songs from that previous Look Into My Watch, You're Getting Sleepy album, and did another one, which I don't remember what this one was called, to be honest. I think, I don't know, I really don't remember. It was called something else. But it basically was like a reboot, but had additional music to it. We went and recorded at this recording studio called Love Juice Studios. So we went with them and we recorded all the stuff. Definitely sounded a little bit, you know, definitely sounded better than what we had done with this previous album at this other recording studio that was located in Los Angeles. Way better. And then that's when we started going and, you know, started doing the promoting the album, whether if it was like online or, you know, trying to go through, you know, selling the album through different various stores. And then we just would go out and just, you know, regular routine, go out, perform at a club. I'd sing all the songs over and over again, you know. It would basically be the exact same set at every single different show, whether, you know, when we did a tour and stuff like that. And it was a lot of fun. Only thing is, though, is that I was a part of the band. I had been with this particular band for, like, 7 years. I stuck by. I did every single show. I was the singer. I wrote the lyrics, and I wrote all the music, the vocals. And then, you know, I was just basically tossed aside. And it wasn't even like there was no phone call, there was no email or anything like that. So basically what happened was I had started another original band just on the side. You know, like it was just something that I kind of wanted to just do on the side, just so, you know, something that I like really liked. Cause I don't know, the album we were doing was, I don't know, it just seemed like it was just like a Megadeth copy is what it was. So I was like, okay, well, you know, that's cool. I'll still keep doing this band, and, you know, I'll also be able to do this other band and stuff. So, while we're performing, while we're doing stuff, I get together with, you know, the strummer that I came into contact with, and then another, and there was a guitar player, that, you know, we started coming out with music, all of us. And then for some reason, this other guitar player, like, he was kind of a backstabby fucking piece of shit. And then, like, I kind of got into it with them because, like, I told him, look, if you didn't want to do some things, then you should just tell me straight out. Like, don't just give me all this bullshit and go, oh, you know, yeah, you know. And I got furious because, like, there's been a bunch of times where this guy would, like, bail out on, you know, shows and, like, rehearsals and stuff. And then when I would confront him about it, he would go, oh, you got anger issues, man. You got anger issues. I go, that's not the point. The point is that, you know, you're not, we're trying to fucking make music here, and, like, you're just dicking around. So I tossed that motherfucker out the window, and we found another guy. And just as a courtesy to him, like, he did write a couple of guitar parts, you know, for a couple of songs that we did for this new band that I was trying to start up on the side. So what I did was I changed the guitar licks completely. I mean, I had to kind of keep it in at least a couple of the same keys, so that way the vocals that I made for them would still fit. But this guy calls me back after, you know, not fucking being involved and just dicking around. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, man, you stole my fucking, you know, my riffs. I go, no. I said, if you listen to both of those, like, that, those don't, I changed them around. I said, and plus, you know, you didn't want to be a part of this thing anymore, so what the fuck else am I going to do? And I said, and I changed them around. He was like, well, no, but you didn't change them. I go, yeah, I did. And I kept trying to, like, point it out to him and let him know that I changed it around. So anyway, long story short, I just fucking hung up on the guy, and I changed my number, and I never had any contact with this piece of shit again. So we got this other guitar player in, and a great guitar player. Like, he wasn't like a super awesome, like, lead guitar player or like a soloist of any kind, but he had some really cool licks, and which is fine. Like, I was thinking, like, you know what? That's fine. I don't need to have, like, a super awesome guitar player. As long as we have, like, some catchy riffs on guitar, that's all there is. And that's when we kind of wanted to go more towards, like, a, not like grunge, but, like, sort of grungy, but at the same time, like, sort of have, like, this, you know, dirty sort of rock to it too at the same time. I think you could say it was kind of like a mixture of, like, Pantera meets, like, Alice in Chains meets, like, Stone Temple Pilots and, you know, Soundgarden, but, like, more modern sort of a take on it. And then just kind of combine more modern things and, you know, with that. this, and then this was going around in like 2009, I think. Like I said, I'm not gonna say the name of these groups because I'm not trying to fucking promote anything. I'm just trying to express how I feel, you know. So then, and then after a while I was doing this, like this Megadeth guitar player, or former Megadeth guitar player that I was performing with, like he asked me, "Oh, so you started this other band, huh?" I go, "Yeah, you know, I've just got this side band that I'm playing with, and you know, I'm trying to start something too, you know, kind of like what you're doing now." I said, "But don't worry, I'm still sticking around." He's like, "Oh, okay." And then I don't know, I had this weird feeling that it was going to be some kind of a problem, but then I thought, you know what, maybe I'm just overthinking it, maybe I'm just like, you know, being paranoid or something. But then it started getting really weird because I was not getting any kind of phone calls, shows. I wasn't contacted, and every time I tried to contact this person, they would never pick up the phone, and I would leave a message. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're just not getting any shows yet. And then all of a sudden, I run into some friends that, you know, both me and the Megadeth guitar player knew. And they were like, "Hey, man, I'm sorry that." So they go, "What happened?" I go, "What do you mean, what happened?" They go, "Well, how were you kicked out of the band? Like, what happened?" I go, "Kicked out of the band? What are you talking about?" I said, "I just haven't gotten any phone calls about any shows." They're like, "Yeah, they're performing, they're going on tour, and they have another singer and blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I give this guy, I give the Megadeth guitar player, former guitar player, a call, and I said, "Hey, so what's this I hear that you hired another singer?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to go a different direction." I go, "Well, okay, that's fine. I mean, you know, I understand it's your band. You have a vision, but I wish you would have called me and let me know about it, at least, you know." I was just sitting around thinking that, you know, oh, maybe we haven't gotten any shows yet, but I had to find out from somebody else. It's like, "Oh, yeah, you know." And this is the thing that I really hate, is like, I hate people who think so that they're better than everybody else just because, you know, they used to be somebody. And but here's the thing, though, like he's basically just riding the coattails of Megadeth is all he's doing, because it's always like every time we used to have a show, it would always be Mr. fucking Poopoo Face, former guitarist of Megadeth, you know, like it's not like, you know, these other guitar players that used to be the bands, like you don't have to say former guitar player of whatever band, like everybody knew who this guitar player was, like everybody know who this person is, like they wouldn't have to put that. But I don't know, that was the only band really he was a part of. Before that, he was like a part of some other bands, but they were like mainly like doo-wop bands and like you know, I don't know, something like that. But anyway, yeah, so that was the end of that. And then that's when I started, and then that's when I go, okay, well, we're going to start recording an album of my new original band. And it went really cool. It was really good. Like, we went with this one guy. He had, like, a little small studio that he rents out. Like, it's basically kind of like a rehearsal studio place. And he did an amazing job. We did, like, 13 tracks on this album, and they all turned out great. I have to thank him for that. Which, thank you, Chuck. I will say this guy's real name, Chuck, for doing that. He did an amazing job. So then once we came out with the album, we went out and we started, you know, getting a bunch of CDs made. And we would go out and we distributed through CD Baby, which would go through, like, you know, many different, like, you know, websites, whether if it was like Spotify, iTunes, and, you know, all these other things, which, you know, people can, like, you know, either pay for one song or they can pay for the whole album, you know, basically like that. And we were going around and we were just performing everywhere. And there was even a point where we even entered like a Battle of the Bands contest at some place. And then we won it, and we got to perform at this thing called, it was the, I think it was the National Orange Show. We played there and we got to play with like bands like Prong, Days of the New, Butcher Babies, but yeah, the bass, that's another story maybe I might tell either. Ah, fuck it, I'll tell it right now. But anyway, or not right now, but like in a little bit. And then we played with Green Jello, which if you don't know who Green Jello is the band that did the little pig, let me in. Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. And then we played with, and then we got to play with lady who's or this girl who's a really, really nice girl. Very good entertainer, really good guitar player. She calls herself the Fabulous Miss Wendy. We got to perform with her too. I don't know, when we were playing through, like each, I don't know if they didn't promote it enough or if they didn't like advertise it enough, because when I went up, when we were going around like letting everybody know, like all of our friends and like people down the street, like, or people around different areas, like, oh, you know, we're going to be playing at this place and we're going to be playing with these bands here and there. They were like, oh man, I didn't even know. Like, oh, I would have, if I would have known, I would have totally like, you know, have gone. And we're just like, what the fuck happened here? So, I mean, it was a fun show to play, but at the same time, like, I mean, it was, I mean, cause I don't know, but at the same time, we didn't really get to play that much in front of that many people. It was like literally just some people at a time coming in, you know, and playing. But yeah. And then afterwards, I figure, you know what, I think I'll go out and I'll start, you know, doing some marketing stuff. You know, I'll start, you know, networking, hooking up with other people, you know, trying to see if we could go and, you know, perform at some shows. And then this, I will say the name of this band, they're called Butcher Babies. They were good. I'm not going to lie. They were a good band and they performed very well and I enjoyed their music video. And I talked to the lead singer girl and she's really nice. But the bass player was a major fucking dick. I mean, he was acting like a nice guy at first. Until like, and then he said, and then that's when he was like, hey, let's correspond back and forth. And so I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I start contacting him. Like, I don't know, this guy was a fucking weirdo. Like, he gave me his contact info and told me to, you know, message him and email him on, you know, doing some shows together. So I go and I, you know, sent him a message and like letting him know, hey, you know, it's me from this band, and like we met at the National Orange Show, and you told me to contact you to see if we could do some shows together. And he was like, oh yeah, okay, cool. Well, let's do some shows together. I'm like, all right, cool. And so we started corresponding back and forth. And I was like, hey, I got some shows lined up if you guys want to do them and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, and then vice versa. Like, I guess, you know, I was expecting him to do the same, but I guess he was expecting me to do all the legwork. So anyway, I'm like, okay. I go, well, I said, well, if we're going to do these shows together, then I can, I also have like a friend who is, a radio DJ who plays like a lot of stuff. You know, I can have her play your guys' stuff too, or like we could do like a little interview if you want. And then that's when his attitude changed. And then he was like, oh, you got to speak to our management. I'm like, okay, that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, you know, you told me to contact you for us to be able to do a show together. And he started getting like really fucking like giving me a real bad fucking attitude. He's like, you know what, man? you know, when I gave you my contact info, I was expecting, you know, you to, you know, be able to get us all these shows, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? And this is when I got really pissed. Like, I fucking straight out told him, I go, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, you're the one that gave me your fucking contact info, said, hey, let's do shows together. I mean, you didn't say, hey, like, let me give you my contact info and, like, you go and get a bunch of shows for us. Like, I don't remember that fucking conversation at all. And then so, and then at this point, like, I just got fucking fed up with this guy. I'm like, you know what? You're a fucking dick. I said, I go, sorry I wasted your time, but I'm not going to waste my time talking to a fucking dickhead. So that's when I just ignored the guy, blocked him, I didn't even want to fucking see a reply from this guy at all. So I don't know. This guy was a real fucking piece of shit. I'm not going to hold the band Butcher Babies at all, even though I think the fucking drummer is the fucking douchebag bass player's brother, but I don't know, whatever. But yeah, I stopped listening to their music. I know that's kind of a dickish move, but, you know, hey, whatever. I'm not a big, you know, it's not going to ruin my day, you know. Oh, my God, I can't. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Oh, it's like my heroin fix, man. Oh, it's my crystal meth fix, man. Oh, I need to hear some more music about a band that kidnaps little children. Or, no, is it? Oh, wait, no, my bad. It's not Butchered Babies. It's, I think it's Stolen Babies. My bad. My fucking bad. My bad. I didn't mean, if I said Butchered Babies, I meant Stolen Babies. Yeah, Stolen Babies. Butchered Babies are, like, it's these two, female lead singers that have, like, black tape around their nipples, so they're topless, but they're not topless. My bad. It wasn't Butcher Babies. I totally fucking, no pun intended, butchered the fucking names of the bands. But no, I think it was another band called Stolen Babies, or something like that. Yeah, I just realized that after I said, oh, kidnapped babies or whatever, but then I'm like, wait, kidnapped, butchered, that's totally different. Okay. I'm going through a flu and I'm fucking sick, so you have to forgive me for that. But anyway, but yeah, so it's Stolen Babies. The fuck Stolen Babies, whatever. I'm not gonna fucking, you know, had my day ruined that day, which was many years ago. Probably old fucks by now, but whatever. So then I afterwards some time goes by and we start performing here and there, and we're still performing until the year, I think, the year of 2012, maybe 13 comes up, and we were thinking about making another album, but then that's when, you know, the guitar player decided to, the band was slowly kind of drifting apart. The guitar player decided that he was going to go find Jesus, and he couldn't play in the band anymore because we were playing devil's music. So he went, packed up his bags and left. And then the drummer, you know, left too, because, you know, he decided that he wanted to be a corporate chef, which I understand, because he had a wife and two kids. And I totally understand that. So I get it. It's fine. I understand that part, but the fine, you know, we're playing devil's music, so I can't fucking play anymore. That kind of was like, okay, I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to knock him down for that, but at the same time, I'm just kind of like, oh, okay. So stuff that you created, you think it's shit. All right, whatever. So that kind of fell apart, and that's when I started, like, thinking, okay, you know what? I'm tired of making original music. And that's when I decided to be a part of cover bands and, you know, tribute bands, things like that. Went through, you know, going through this one cover band. It was a lot of fun, performed with this guy. And I grew pretty close to this specific guitar player. Not going to say his name, but like I said, I'm just trying to express myself. We decided to not only do a cover band, but also do a tribute band. I'm not going to say the name of the band that we're tributing, but I'll give you a hint. Has to do with plants and firearms, if you could figure that out. After a while, we were going around and we were performing and we were getting quite a lot of attention. But then afterwards, I don't know, the guitar player said that he had to move away, which was sad because I grew close to the guitar player. But then I'm like, okay, you know what? Why don't we do this? Since you're moving away, why don't we start having some more, let's just do these last shows and let's give it our all. And then all of a sudden, and these were paid shows. So what's funny was that the shows that I got, he didn't show up to any of them. At least he had the somewhat decency to say that he couldn't make it, even though it was only like a week, which that would mean that I have to find a brand new guitar player less than a week before we would have to play at these next fucking shows. And then the shows that this particular guitar player got, these were paid shows, and I kind of needed the money. He decided to give it to this other tribute band that he was in, because he told me that the reason why he was doing that was because this drummer that he barely knew said that he was going through some kind of a divorce, or he needed to pay child support. So that's when, I guess apparently they believe this fucking drummer's bullshit. And according to what this guitar player told me, they're all going to take the money and, give it to him. They're going to take all their share and give it to him. I'm like, wow, you must be a very fucking gullible person. And so I kind of got into it with them because, it went from, changing the bands, saying, oh, this, our tribute band's not going to play anymore. It's going to be my other tribute band that's going to play, and we're going to give the money to him, which I think the giving the money to him part was probably a lie. I suspect that, but I don't have any proof, so I'm just going to make an assumption that it's a lie. And then that's when he started, canceling out on the shows, not showing up. And I tried to call this guy, but he was kind of a pussy and didn't want to fucking talk to me, talk to me with the voice, but rather texting, which it's easy to fucking text somebody some insults. So I'm like, hey, why are you canceling all these shows all of a sudden, and why are you doing this? He's like, well, because I'm moving away and it's kind of hard on me, blah, blah, blah. I go, okay, well, I wish you would have told me this way before. Don't tell me this when it's less than a week away from the show and I don't want to cancel these shows. That's not a good reputation. So that's when, and then he's like, oh, you don't, you don't know my life. He's like, you know, my family and blah, blah, blah. I go, okay, but that doesn't excuse anything. You have to just, you're supposed to let me know. It's common courtesy. And then that's when I was like, okay, you know what? Fine, whatever. Have a good time, whatever. Have a good life. I'm done. And so I hadn't talked to this guy since. After that specific conversation, I think it had been maybe quite a few years since I talked to this guy. And what's funny was that this guy, I found out that this guy wanted to quit because he did not get along with this drummer, this new drummer that came in. He did not like this guy at all. He said he wanted to quit because of this guy, but because he was moving away, that was a perfect opportunity to just say that he was moving away, but that was that extra boost for him to move away. Then I come to find out that this guy did not fucking move away because I guess apparently his wife did not get this job, that was a very far away place out of state or something like that. I don't know if it was out of state or if it was just a northern part of California, but anyway, she didn't get the job. So I find this out. And then I guess apparently the drummer that I had been playing with in this tribute band at the time, the drummer is playing with that guitar player. And then I thought it was kind of strange. I'm like, I don't get it. And I didn't tell the drummer this because I didn't want them to start drama or anything like that. But I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, wait a minute. This guy is the weirdest fucking guy I've ever come across. This guy hates this drummer guy, but only tolerates him because we were getting really good paid shows. But now he's playing with this guy again, like, but in a different tribute band or cover band or whatever. I'm like, you know what? That's it. And then so it got to a point where I would have to, and then, I don't know, I guess just things just started piling up, because that was when I got with my, at the time she was my girlfriend, and then she became my fiance, and then we were going to get married. And at this time, like, I was really dealing with this uppity tight-ass bitch that was, like, that nobody liked. Who was, I think she was like a band manager or something like that and would get shows, considers herself to be a fucking supermodel, I guess, whatever. And I couldn't stand her. Like, I couldn't stand this woman. Like, we would always butt heads all the time. She'd butt heads with all the other people that were a part of this band, and nobody liked her. And I got fed up with her, but then, like, the guys wanted to stick with her. I'm like, okay, well, I'm out then. I said, and plus, you know, I'm disbanding this. You guys can go ahead and find another singer if you want, but I'm done because, you know, I'm getting married. You know, I got to find, like, a real fucking job where I can make real money because, to be quite honest, I haven't really seen any fucking money in this thing. You know, I'm spending more money than I am actually making money because, you know, I'm driving, like, an hour to a gig, and then whatever portion I get from a show, I spent most of that towards my fucking gas anyway. So it's like, it's no point to it. And that was one of the things that reasons why I was kind of glad that I was, you know, indirectly, or actually directly, but just not told about it, kicked out of that Megadeth guitar player's band that I was a part of for like 6 or 7 years at the time, was because, out of all the 6 and 7 years that I've been there, I've only ever seen money in my hands once. We were playing at this private party, like some kind of a mansion out in like this high desert area or something like that. I don't even know if it was high desert. I just know that he had a big ass house, and you know, we played there, and then that was probably the most amount of money. I think I got about like maybe $300 cash, because it must have been quite a lot for the entire people. For the entire band, because it was a 5-piece band, so must have been quite a lot. And I never received this much before. And you know, with the album being still out, and you know, me being a part of that group, like I haven't seen one penny from anything. You know, which, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not, you know, trying to say that, you know, oh, I need my money, I want my money. It would be nice if I would have my, you know, like a percentage or cut of whatever I did, since I did work my ass off. So basically I got like $300 for 6 years of work. Performing, all this shit. This $300. So that's when I decided to do voice. I quit that and decided to try to pursue in voice acting. Voice acting is a little bit weird. With voice acting, you have to be part of like a union or a guild of some kind. And there's been a couple times where I've had a couple gigs. I had this one gig where I was asked to do this game. I don't know. It was basically kind of like Devil May Cry, but like the early Devil May Cry games. And I don't know. And he wanted me to be this character or something like that. Something stone or whatever, like an Incan stone or something. So he would give me the lines and I read them in a certain way, which, because like he sent me through, because this was all like through email or some shit. He gave me like this script. The game was called Fear Unlimited. I don't remember. I think he made two games of that. It was like part one and part two or something like that. I don't remember which one I did. But he gave me the script, he gave me the storyline, he basically gave me like the backstory of this character, Enkun Stone. And from what I could remember, this guy was like a very solitary character. he's not sure of his own identity, but he wants to find out why he is the way that he is. But he just rolls along with the punches, you know, and he kind of, and I felt kind of similar to this character because this guy would use like a lot of, you know, humor, not a lot of humor, but a little bit of humor to kind of mask like the sadness that he carries inside of him, you know, in that sense. So I did like some voices, like samples, and I did it to where I was like, I think the line was like, I'm Enkun Stone, a professional ass kicker or something like that. So I did something like where I went, who am I? I'm Enkun Stone, professional ass kicker. Something like that. Cause it was like a specific kind of scene. So I sent several different types of voices to him where I even did it where it was like deeper, where I was like, who am I? I'm Enkun Stone, professional ass kicker. Or, and then like I said, I did different types of voices for him. I sent it back to the guy, and the guy wanted me, he said, oh, can you do it more like Ken from Street Fighter does in, like, I don't remember what Street Fighter game, but it was like some kind of a Street Fighter. Like, he was trying to give me like a comparison. And after I listened to it, he basically wanted me to go, who am I? Enkun Stone, professional ass kicker. Like something like that. And I was just like, yeah, okay, and I did it, but, like, I was, like, just kind of like, ugh, like, really? I go, whatever, it's a paycheck, I guess. And what's funny is that after I had gotten done with this, he wanted me to do more voices, which I ended up doing voices for some of the villains, like, many different villains. Because I guess what I did was I sent out, like, this recording, basically me doing different character voices, whether if it was like through YouTube or there was this website called Newgrounds or something like that, where it was basically like people got together that made like Flash animation, animated shorts, games, and like, and they also made like music or something like that. So I made like this little sound bit where I would, you know, I would show like different voices that I was able to do. I think I did like, it was mainly fucking Lord of the Rings shit, really. So I did, like, you know, and then I did many different characters. So, for example, like, I would show off, like, that one scene from Lord of the Rings where it was like, I will take it. I will take the ring to Mordor. And then, what is it? And then I would do Gandalf or some shit. It's been so long since I did it, but I think it went along the lines of, like,
there are many roads to this place where we went from the mines of Moria.
Or some shit like that, I don't know. And I've started doing, like, Beavis and Butthead, you know, like, hey, Beavis, look at that chick's dick.
Yeah, wait a minute, chicks aren't supposed to have dicks.
Like, shit like that, and I even did, like, you know, Tom Anderson and Hank Hill, which I did like a little bit where I was like, you know,
hi, I'm Tom Anderson, boy, I tell you what. Hi, I'm Hank Hill, boy, I tell you what.
Like, you know, which is kind of like what Mike Judge did, because like he was like going, you know, doing that exact, pretty much exact same thing with Tom Anderson or Mr. Anderson and, you know, Hank Hill. So I did those for both, like, Newgrounds and YouTube. It was much longer because I did many more voices. I just don't exactly remember which ones I did. I think I might have done Smeagol too, where I was like,
but Master Self Rings, you don't have any rings. Golem, golem.
Like shit like that. I don't remember what other voices I did. I think I deleted both of them, but I'd have to go back and think about it or maybe find the sound clip somewhere. Anyway, so I guess that's how the guy heard of me and did that. But long story short, after I did all the voices for the shit that he sent me through this Enkun Stone fucking Dante character, whatever, and all the villains, after I did all the voices, I sent it to him. He used them, and I never got paid for it. So that's when I was like, wow, you get really fucking taken advantage of in this shit, huh? And then I looked it up, and then I guess, I don't know. I kind of want to do voice acting again, but I don't know. I'm not sure how the process is now. I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. I have no idea. I could look it up online. I could YouTube it, but I don't know. It just seems like a lot of work, and I'd have to host a website, which there's more money out of my pocket. Not like I make any more money now. You know, I make just enough. I make okay money, but I don't know. Anyway, and then afterwards, that's when I decided, okay, I guess I'll just do some podcasts. And I'm doing quite a few number of podcasts, but I don't know. It's not quite the same. It's, you know, when I was a kid, I wasn't like, oh, I want to, yeah. Like,
oh, hey, Rick, what do you want to do? What do you want to do as living, for a living?
You podcast when I grow up.
No, I was always actor, musician, or voice actor. But I don't know. Maybe I'll start to enjoy it more. I don't know. Maybe it's just a phase right now. Maybe it's just today. I don't know. Maybe because I'm sick. Maybe because I got diarrhea. Maybe because I'm feeling a little depressed. I don't know. Maybe because I'm getting older. I don't know. I have no idea. No, I do have an idea. I don't need some therapist to tell me what exactly it is. It's because of those things. It's because I'm getting older. It's because I'm sick and I'm feeling like fucking shit right now. And it's because I haven't fulfilled my goal, you know? But I'd like to fulfill my goal as far as, like, not that, don't get me wrong. I don't want to fulfill a goal and be famous, you know? I don't want to be some fucking famous guy. I just want to be able to do something where I can provide for, you know, myself and for my wife, and maybe if we have a, you know, we have a kid, then, you know, provide for my kid too. But I don't know, right now it's just been kind of tough because I haven't found a different job. I might have some kind of an opportunity, you know, like in rowing boats or something, but I don't know. I don't, you know, I'm not even sure if that's going to happen or not. I don't know, because, like, I was told that that's going to be like kind of like a, like, you know, like a once every other month kind of gig, which is better than nothing. But I don't know. Anyway, that's about it. I think that's, yeah, I pretty much told everything as far as like my life. I think I just didn't tell about, you know, my personal history, like how I was conceived and where I was born. That's fine. You don't need to know that. This was pretty good. I think I'm feeling better. Just gonna, yeah, I think that's all you need to do. You just, if you're feeling a certain way, you just got to kind of, you know, let it all out. Anyway, thanks for listening and, take care. Thanks for hearing my bitching and whining.